This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Nature's Notebook. We are Year 7 girls from Broadfield School, and we've been imagining ways to save animals and the environment to make the future a more wonderful place.
First up, Kelly and Mayana have a news broadcast from 2069.
Matilda, Kennedy and I have imagined a documentary about inventions.
Then we have a special guest scientist from the future.
Shall we get started?
Welcome to Enviro Gossip, where we tell you how the environment is in 2069.
First up, we've just reached 6.68 trillion trees on Earth.
How many trees were there in 2024?
There were only 3.04 trillion trees.
Only 3.04 trillion trees? That's not that much.
We've came a long way.
Would you like to know the plan?
Yes, let's tell the audience the plan.
It all started when Kung Fu Sushi wanted to plant more trees. With every California roll sold, they will plant one more tree.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know, right? And so many people got jobs just because of this fabulous idea, and they also ate a lot of sushi rolls.
Next, we have even better news for the environment and the animals.
We are celebrating Emily Rose, the 8-year-old who came up with the brilliant idea to recycle water from human waste. This would have been flushed down the toilet. Now real actual humans are drinking it.
Cool. Now can I try this amazing water?
Yup, go right ahead.
Refreshing.
Hey, do you want to go lie on the couch?
Why would we do that?
To save energy, of course.
Next up, we welcome Izzy, Matilda and Kennedy with their documentary series, Smart Scientist 2069.
Welcome to our documentary, Smart Scientist 2069, about inventions from the past decade.
Yeah, we have been thinking about some great inventions from the past few years.
There have been a lot of problems to solve. What's your favourite invention, Kennedy?
Reusable containers have made a big difference. They have made it so much easier for people. They can use, wash and use again. That means there's not so much plastic in the ocean. So that means they don't kill the sea animals. So, Izzy, what invention do you think has made a difference?
Plastic magnets have had a huge impact on planet Earth. They help pick up plastic and help save the land and marine animals. Since the law that all plastic products had to have a piece of magnet in them, we can pick them all up. The drones can go out and pick all the plastic up and then bring it back to the dump. We have a drone operator here in the studio. Hi, Amethyst. Do you enjoy your job?
It's the best job in the world to save the animals and prevent them from getting trapped in plastic.
Is it hard to find the plastic?
It depends what part of the world you're in. Some countries still use a lot of plastic.
What happens to your job if there's no more plastic?
Oh, it'll be great. The animals will be safe and I'll get a new job using my drone searching for lost kids.
Thanks for coming in, Matilda. What's your favourite invention so far?
Cotton that is pest and disease resistant has made a big difference because to have more cotton, we can make bags, clothes, shoes and hair ties. Cotton can be composted, so no more rubbish.
That's three very good inventions that have helped people and animals.
It's great that people have been making machines for good purposes.
Yeah, if that keeps up, the future will stay bright.
Next, we have a special guest. She is a scientist from 3027.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Grace Thompson.
I am a genetic scientist and I have a very special job, which is to genetically modify extinct animals to live in modern day society. So far, the most straightforward animal was the dodo bird. They're easy to recreate because of their size and have proven useful to not only research but have become an exceptional food source. The most challenging extinct animal was the Smilodon, also known as the saber-toothed tiger. It was difficult because of their abnormal teeth size and bone structure. We aren't sure what their use is yet, but we like bringing things back from extinction. Not everyone likes our program. Some people protest it, saying it is animal cruelty, but we are trying our best to help the animals start a new life, and we have not hurt any of the animals. Our only plan is to help advance the human mind. It helps update our history programs. It opens up better food sources because the bigger animals provide more meat. If we eat too much, then we can always just bring them back again. My research has opened up more job opportunities for farmers and has helped society reach into the future. We have also created new types of animals, like a pig goat. It doesn't look normal, but it tastes good. These animals survive in different places, like Africa, so they are available in places of need. We have more food sources, more technology, and we have more history about how our ancestors survived and hunted different animals. From my work, we have gotten rid of world hunger. There are less deaths and more people who aren't in need. Uh-oh, one of the saber-toothed tigers got loose. I've got to go.
That is amazing. Thanks, Grace.
That brings our podcast to an end.
We hope you have enjoyed imagining the future with us.